Hello, this is Harknell.
And this is Oni.
And this is the commentary for comic number 29, entitled Still Searching for Fun.
Okay, well, this comic I picked because this comic is real. We had just done a comic before this that involved us searching for fun and, you know, finding some craziness in a club. And the fact is, at the time, we actually were, you know, bored. We wanted to go out to a club. We wanted to go dancing and that kind of thing. And we couldn't really find too much in New Jersey because it's New Jersey. So we eventually found this club called Aldo's. And it was located, where was that? Do you remember?
North Jersey, but I don't remember.
It was somewhere
town.
In North Jersey. It now doesn't exist. It unfortunately got burnt down somehow. But at the time, we went there. And when I go to a club, I like to dance. And anybody that's ever seen me at a club knows that that's, I don't drink, I don't talk, I dance, that's it. So I'm like all getting psyched up to, you know, go on the dance floor, and then out of nowhere, in real life, a midget and a stripper runs onto the dance floor, gets in the center of the dance floor where there happened to be some kind of pole. It wasn't a stripper's pole. It was a pole
that
actually...
A little, like, raised platform with a pole on it.
Yeah, yeah, it had a platform, and it
was basically
actually
center
for...
column for the building.
Yeah, it was actually for holding the building up, but it happened to be in the exact center
of
the dance floor.
Yeah, they did that on purpose, probably, to make it more like a pole sort of thing.
Yeah. So the stripper jumps up on the platform and starts gyrating, and the midget, I mean, at one point, I think he was on his back, and she was humping him on the platform. And they were squealing and screaming and being very obnoxious. And since they were the only two people on the dance floor, it kind of killed the vibe of the entire club.
Well, I think everybody was kind of shocked and just like, "Daw."
Yeah.
Because it was pretty obvious that it was a case where it was a stripper because of the way she was dancing. It was obvious she was used to the pole kind of situation. And she looked kind of like, hi, I'm being paid to be out on a date with this little person.
And this is where I have to interject. Like, I know that you had said before the commentary that I actually can't say who it is legally, but this midget is actually somebody who's on television.
Well, we believe. I mean, we weren't 100% certain, but it looked like it was a fairly famous person that we had seen at one point. On TV. So
yeah.
It looked to us like he had paid for this one particular stripper to go out to a club with him.
Yeah, and this is where I also have to say, I really feel for midgets. Like, if I was one, I don't know if I could deal with it. I deeply, like, one of the things about the first season of The Surreal Life on VH1 that really upset me was watching Vern, the guy that plays Mini-Me, interact with the people. And I mean, it just broke my heart to see the guy. Like, I know I couldn't deal with it. So, like, I really feel for midgets. But you know what? An asshole is an asshole no matter what size you are.
Yeah,
and
well, this was
being
gratuitous. I mean, this was just over the top. I
like,
mean, he was humping on her. She was humping on him. It was just like, come on, get a room, guys. You know, this is it really did seem to us like he was trying to show off, so to speak, you know, out in public that he had some, like, hot chick just because he felt like a need to overcompensate or something.
And it was really sad because it was like, I mean, you could just imagine how it looked. I mean, I was just like, you're not cool. I don't know what you're doing. You're ruining the experience for everybody in the building. You're making a damn weird comic for me to write, but I mean,
yeah.
I was really pissed at the time because I couldn't dance. I mean, what am I going to do? Go and dance on the dance floor next to the gyrating midget? I don't think so.
Yeah, and the point being, in a lot of ways, that this particular comic, like a lot of the original ones, and I mean still some of the more modern ones, of course, too, but really were very much based on, like, actual events that were, of course, magnified, including... You know, this particular one, like, obviously the last panel being the bondage clown that actually originally showed up in a previous one.
Yeah, and I mean, that was fake. I mean, I was joking because, like, in New York City, we tend to hang out at goth clubs, and a lot of the themes tend to be really obnoxious. I mean, that's an incorrect statement. I mean, they don't tend to be obnoxious, but they can be. Like, you can have, like, rubber butt plug boy night. I'm not kidding. You know, and... Because that's more of like a fetishy. There's a bleed over in the fetish community. So things have gotten a little out of control. And so, I mean, that was kind of a joke on how absurd things can get. And that's really not what I'm into. I just want to kind of chill out. You know, I want to dance. I want to see my friends. And that's it. I don't really care about, you know, dressing up crazy anymore or doing any of that.
Well, in this particular comic, it was also pretty funny that, you know, our previous one that was about the bondage clowns, whatever, was topped by pure and total reality.
Yeah. And I mean, people thought that, oh, you're just retreading the comic you did a few comics ago. And I'm like, no, this was real. It was real. Mayo from the forum was there. I think Texas Sugar from the forum was there. And you and I were there. We saw the midget. Yeah. And I remember that night leaving the club. Usually when we leave the club, we're laughing, we're talking, you know. We left the club.
Yeah, we like sort of ran out of
there. It was like the last
scene
in Roberta Williams's Phantasmagoria, that old game from Sierra, where at the end of the game, like, she's forced to kill her own husband, and it's like the worst ending possible no matter what you do. And she leaves the house, and she just looks like haunted.
Yeah.
That was us. It was dead silence. Got in the car. Dead silence. And it was almost like the "let's not speak about this" look, you know, that we had. I was like, wow. So I did the comic about it, and it was true. And I don't know if when I posted it, people that weren't there ever got that it was real.
Was there anything else about the comic that you want to talk about in terms of the artwork or any of that nature?
Oh, well, this is obviously... it's black and white, except for, like, I was playing at this point with the doing, like, a very muted palette, and it didn't really... It was because I wasn't really that good at picking colors yet, and, you know, eventually I just decided to do color, you know, because I figured, oh, well, would I be able to make my deadlines better if I did black and white or not? And this is a random bit of trivia, but the original title for the comic that I never posted on the site was A Lighter Shade of Gray. Did you know that?
You had mentioned it, but we actually never set that up, so
yeah.
It didn't really...
Yeah, so that was the original title for the comic, which is completely irrelevant today, but that's a really great bit of trivia, mm-hmm. if you remember this. You know, I might, if I have a candy bar and you tell me that you know that, I'll give you my candy bar if I have one, which I might not. So, I mean, that's pretty much the deal. I mean... So, is there anything else?
No, I think that's pretty much it. So, I just wanted to thank everybody for listening to our commentary.
Yeah,
and
thank you, guys.
We'll talk to you next time.
Yeah, see you later. Bye.